This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sussman in the chair for Joe tonight. It is a pleasure being with you for the second of 3 hours. And we have a great guest coming up this particular hour. Scott McKay is going to be joining us. If you haven't heard of Scott, I actually interviewed him on Whiskey Politics a couple of years back. He's got a great book out called The Revivalist Manifesto, How Patriots Can Win the Next American Era. So he's going to be joining us here in just a few moments. But, you know, the question that he talks about, we're going to be discussing this a little bit later, is whether or not we are in such a place right now where there is zero optimism. You know, everybody I talk to says America is in decline. Everybody. I mean, it's, you know, people young and old, they feel like America's best days are behind us. And while everything that is happening and, you know, is continuing to evolve, especially when it comes to the pandemic and the economy and the culture war and the media and academia and the institutions and the corporations, all seemingly pushing a very woke leftist agenda, I get that. I get that sentiment. But when we step outside of this bubble that we are all in, you're listening to the show, you're in it. If you're watching broadcast television, they're in it. When you step outside of that and you refrain from, you know, participating in that particular debate, you'll find that I truly believe that there are significant numbers of people, probably the majority of people that are out there, that are just, they're getting along, they're doing fine, they may have friends on the left and the right, they have Thanksgiving dinners together, they may argue about this or that, but generally speaking, they're not focused on the minutiae, and they may not believe that America is falling apart. Yes, there are significant, profound problems right now. But is America still that beacon of light that the world sees as a global superpower and a place for people to come if they've got a dream to work hard, to be an entrepreneur, to start up their own business, to support their families, and have a sense of freedom that they don't have elsewhere? Again, yes, there are significant, profound problems. The cities are falling apart. The welfare state, the government, the academia, all of it is colluding to basically create a system of haves and have-nots. But the story isn't done yet. In my opinion, I truly believe the American experiment has a long way to go before you can call us the fall of Rome. We may be heading there now. You can argue with me on this. But the fact that I see is that the pendulum does swing both ways. And while we have a Democrat-controlled Congress, let's be honest, it's barely controlled. A whisper thin. It needs a vice president to vote with Congress, or I'm sorry, with the Senate, for the Senate to have a majority. And the House right now, before November, there is the slimmest of majorities the Democrats, I think, have ever had. It's five. It's nothing. So the Republicans really do, they're in a position right now where they can play goalie. They can play goaltender. And they're not taking the blame for this economy because they technically are not in power. So what does that mean for the future of this country if the Republicans take, and it's a big if, I believe it's going to happen, but it's still a big if, because the Republicans love to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. They have done this time and time again. And whether it's Roe v. Wade, whether it's the cultural issues, whatever it is, the one thing that you got to say about Democrats in the fact that they are effective is that they really know how to play the propaganda game and get out their troops. And this midterm election, according to the statistics that I've been reading, says that the enthusiasm gap among Democrats to get out and vote is at a record high right now, even though their party is the party of inflation. Their party is the party of no border security. Their party is the party that withdrew from Afghanistan in a miserable failure. Their party is the party that has taken complete energy independence away from this country, and we're now dealing with $6, $7 gasoline on the West Coast. Their party is the party that has been stoking the cultural wars and believes, truly believes, that a woman is whoever decides to be a woman. And they are the ones with the enthusiasm gap because they are scared to death of Donald Trump and the Republicans, especially with Roe v. Wade being overturned, being able to control things. They're deadly scared. Listen, what do you think January the 6th is, the hearings is all about? It's free campaign commercials. I'm sure you're not watching it. I haven't watched one second of it. Most people haven't. But those that are their base. And the number one concern that they have when they're taking a look at 35% of Democrats, as I was just talking about with Zoe in the last hour, 35% of Democrats support this president and want him to run again. That's abysmal. They've got a major base issue. So what they're doing with the January the 6th and the alerts regarding Roe v. Wade is pure 100% stoking the fears of the base. So let's talk about whether or not the country can revive itself. The Revivalist Manifesto, we're going to have Scott McKay joining us here after the break. Don't go away. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Ways supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Ways shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Way lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That was a long break. And welcome back to the Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. You can give us a phone call at 877. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 and check us out online as well, JoeMessina.com. And I am delighted to have in the chair, as I promised, the author of the Revivalist Manifesto, How Patriots Can Win the Next American Era, Scott McKay. Scott, you are you're quite a varied gentleman here. You are the publisher of The Hayride. It's an award-winning culture and politics site based in Baton Rouge, and you cover Southern and national events. You've going back now about 13, 14 years on that. And Scott's work, you can also find him on the conservative mainstay, The American Spectator. And Scott, welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's good to be chatting with you about this book because, you know, when we talk about this from the perspective of when you're commiserating with friends, oh, the American Empire, it's in decline, it's the new Rome, the culture issues, academia, government, corporation, woke politics, all of it, it's just not the way I grew up. Talk to us a little bit about why you seem to have more of an optimistic, at least from a focus standpoint, looking towards the future and seeing how you believe that we can win the next American era.
Well, and let me preface it before anybody thinks that I'm a Pollyanna here. I think we're in for a hell of a bad run over the next maybe 3 to 5 years. But none of this is unprecedented in American history, right? I mean, we've had really, this is the third American era politically that's ending. The first one, you know, basically started around 1800 and ended in, you know, the election of Abe Lincoln in 1860 and the Civil War. Then that era ended, essentially with the Great Depression's onset and officially ended in 1932 when FDR beat Herbert Hoover in the election. And then, you know, we saw the inception of the New Deal and all of the institutions and practices that were instituted to begin this era are now really starting to become corrupt and obsolete. And so we're on the verge of going into another political era. And we're getting a preview of what the left wants to do with that next era. And it's pretty obvious that, you know, folks don't like it. So I think that there is the potential for a renewal, a revival of America as founded, or at least an updated version of America as founded. And I think there's a public hunger for it. And all of the things that, you know, that people who are down in the mouth about America are citing, none of which are wrong. They're all products of that decay of an era that's coming to an end. You know, whether it's the welfare state, whether it's, sort of the woke politics, which is an extension of secularism in culture, the increasing, oligopoly that our economy is becoming, you know, all of these things, I'm not going to say they've all happened before, but those forces have been in place in America. And when there has been a revival of the country, those things generally get broken up and reset. And I think that's what's going to come.
You know, I remember back in 2016, in the summer of 2016, the world was stunned that Great Britain voted for Brexit. And not 5 months later, we saw the even more stunning election of Donald Trump. You talk about in your book that Virginia and New Jersey's election that just took place last November, again, Democrat states, I think New Jersey almost, you know, the Republican in New Jersey almost won. And, you know, we did see a governor switch in Virginia. Do you think that that's somewhat similar? Am I making a good comparison there to what you believe is going to be happening this November?
Well, I would say that those are certainly the case. I think, you know, for example, in San Francisco, they recalled practically the whole school board, right?
Yeah.
You can't get a more Democrat city than San Francisco. But really, it was Chinese Americans in San Francisco who are all Democrats who basically said, we've had enough of all this woke stuff.
And Chesa Boudin, the DA.
Yeah, Chesa Boudin, who's, gets recalled. I mean, there are examples all over the place if you look. I mean, Myra Flores in South Texas, won that special election in a place that, nobody thought Republicans could win. And now, they're starting to look at all of those districts along the border in South Texas in those congressional elections, and the Republicans are making a very strong charge showing that there could be a sea change in American politics where Hispanics start to become a Republican voting bloc rather than a Democrat bloc. If you do the numbers, should that happen, and I don't expect it to happen, say, in California, but in other places, I think it's already happening. Should that happen, I mean, you're going to reset all of American politics. So these things are out there, and really, you know, it's whichever side starts to understand them and act accordingly, I think is going to be the one that wins this next era. And I would posit that it has to be the Republicans, because the Democrats simply show absolutely no understanding or willingness to understand where the public is and where things are moving. Now, having said that, I think the Republican establishment, the sort of Mitch McConnell wing of the party, is incapable of winning the next era. It has to be sort of the populist, I would say Trump wing, but increasingly, you know, whether he's the nominee in 2024 or later, increasingly it's a guy like a Ron DeSantis who I think is more the standard of what we're going to see. Not to mention the fact that DeSantis is a Generation X guy rather than a baby boomer, and that torch is going to be passed sooner rather than later on both sides of the aisle.
Well, let's hear it for Gen X.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, Gen X politicians are different, particularly on the Republican side, than baby boomer politicians. That is, you know, it's very obvious. Just look at the Senate and you see the Josh Hawleys and Tom Cottons and Rand Pauls and Mike Lees and Ted Cruz's are very, very different than the McConnells and the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitt Romneys of the world. I mean, it's palpable. It particularly in style. I mean, those guys are fighters, and they are not willing to go make compromises with people who don't share their values.
Well, I think you've really more or less explained the difference between GOPE, the establishment wing of GOP,
right,
which is Jeb with an exclamation point, and Donald
right.
Trump. I want to talk a lot more about this after the break here and get your opinions on the upcoming elections and Donald Trump and what that looks like. We've got the author of the Revivalist Manifesto, and I'm looking forward to discussing more with Scott McKay. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has directed agents to take several steps to protect the parental rights of immigrant detainees with underage children. This is all according to an agency memo that was published Thursday.
The new requirement bars ICE agents from taking custody of or transporting the children unless they make a decision to detain them for immigration violations. Authorities have located all the 44 people who were reported unaccounted for in a remote part of Southwest Virginia after a sudden and severe storms hit the area. There were no deaths reported in the flooding, but one person was injured from a snake bite. The County Sheriff Deputy Eric Breeding has confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Give us a phone call. Let us know what you're thinking at 855-732-5563. Check us out also at joemessina.com. We have Scott McKay. He is the publisher of thehayride.com and the columnist at the American Spectator. And his new book, The Revivalist Manifesto, is available on Amazon. Check it out, The Revivalist Manifesto. You know, I think, Scott, what you and I were just talking about before the break, where you do see that there is going to be a certain amount of pain that we're going to have to endure before things do get better. Let's talk about that a little bit here. I want to get your impression upon a report that came out earlier today. Donald Trump, he said to the New Yorker, "I've made my decision on 2024. He didn't divulge what that is, but I think we all assume he is running. And you've got 50% of Republicans that say that they support him running, which means half of Republicans, after what many people consider a relatively very successful presidential term when it comes to policies enacted, right? Forget the personality for a minute, but the policies were overwhelmingly successful. One of the most successful. I mean, even Joe Biden today, Scott, in Israel, pointed to the Abraham Accords, right?
Right. Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
Absolutely groundbreaking.
Right? Changed the geopolitics of that entire region. What are we looking at here in let's call it from a revivalist standpoint? Do you believe Donald Trump gets the nod? And what will that do if he is the nominee? Or do we prefer a DeSantis at this point to achieve the goals that you set forth in the Revivalist Manifesto?
Well, I'm going to give you a bad answer on this because I'm fine with either way, right? I mean, what I don't want is, and I don't want to pick on him too much, but I don't want Mike Pence, right? Like, right. Do not give me a GOP establishment guy. I have got to have somebody who is, you know, and all of these terms kind of describe the same thing. America First, MAGA, revivalist. You've got to have that because that's where the Republican voting base is. And you know, like I would say, if you dug deep down into that poll that was basically half and half on Trump, if you looked at the people who were not for him, it's either that they want to do a generational shift, which is not a rejection of Trump so much as it is, hey, let's get somebody younger because, you know, this guy's late 70s, and that's, you know, it used to be that that was too old. And we look at Biden, and we see that in a case of a guy like Biden, it's definitely too old. But then the other thing is, you know, people are like, you know, I can get what I got with Trump out of a guy like DeSantis, and I don't have this built-in
baggage.
Opposition. Right, and the baggage that, you know, some of which is Trump's fault and some of which is, you know, things that they've ascribed to him. You know, and people are kind of like, yeah, can we get a fresh start out of this? But in terms of the approach, which is, you know, combative, which is uncompromising with the left, to the standpoint of, hey, you guys don't even believe in the U.S. Constitution. There's a Rasmussen poll out there. Most Democrats want to rewrite the thing. And you know what they want to rewrite is not the kind of stuff that you know, people who are not Democrats want to see. You know, and it's very hard to say, hey, let's go make compromises with, you know, these people. I mean, when you have a political party that would like to get rid of the Second Amendment, going and doing a gun deal with them, like the Mitch McConnell wing of the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate went and did, that, you know, that's the kind of Republican Party that really is not prepared for this next political era, or really the end of the current one. Because, I mean, let's face it, for 25 to 30 years, these guys have done nothing but lose. And that's the reason that you got Donald Trump in the first place in 2016.
Do you think, listen, obviously we know where the Democrats aligned right now, and they are aligned with the far left in their own party. They are scared of them. But let's say the Republicans take over the House. It's a good bet to make right now. They're only five seats down. Let's say they take the Senate. It's a strong bet right now. It's even, right?
Right.
And let's say they have control over those final 2 years of however long a Biden administration lasts until it becomes a Harris administration. I mean, it's just
right.
The demand is declining daily. It's really, really sad. Do Republicans then own it? And if they do own it, you said it yourself. They've done, you know, they've done a lousy job. Are they better in the minority party fighting as opposed to being a majority party, as we saw with Paul Ryan?
Well, I would say this. I would say that Mitch McConnell loves being the Senate minority leader, right? That puts him in a situation where he can turn loose his guys to give the Democrats a win when he can get whatever he wants out of it. I don't think a Mitch McConnell is a guy who's going to give you great governance as a Senate majority leader. Now, Kevin McCarthy, I think, and I'm not a huge fan of McCarthy either, I think he's a different animal than Mitch McConnell. Because while McConnell will actively squelch a reformist agenda. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of Rick Scott, who I think would probably be the alternative to McConnell as a potential majority leader. You know, Rick Scott comes out with, I think he called it Restore America, which was this 12-point plan full of, you know, pretty big promises. Hey, you know, these are the agenda items that we're going to push if you elect us, you know, to the majority. And McConnell absolutely shut it down. We don't want any of that. We don't need to run on that stuff. We need to run on how bad Joe Biden is. And really slap Rick Scott down. Now, I have a theory on that, which is that McConnell is sandbagging, and he doesn't want a majority of more than 51-49 or 52-48, because the more Republicans you get coming in a big wave election, the more people you have in the caucus who are not going to vote for Mitch McConnell as the majority leader, and then you will have somebody like Rick Scott replace him. He doesn't want that, so he'd like a 51-49. McCarthy, on the other hand, is much more, you know, hey, guys, what do you want to do? Right. And if the caucus tells McCarthy they want, you know, whatever it is, an impeachment of Joe Biden, then he's all for that, so long as he gets to be the Speaker of the House, you know, which is not perfect, but it's definitely better than McConnell. So I don't like I don't know that we can necessarily look at the Republican Party and lump the Senate and the House in the same boat. I think the House will look different, whether it's McCarthy or whether, you know, you go to somebody else. Like, I think Steve Scalise would probably be a lot more aggressive as the Speaker if he ended up getting it rather than McCarthy. You know, but to get that kind of aggressive, reformist, combative Republican Party that's willing to, you know, to demand a share of governance, you're probably going to have to make a shift from McConnell to a Rick Scott or a Ron Johnson as the majority leader. And you only get that with the kind of wave election that gets you 55 or 56 Republicans, because then you get a majority within the caucus of people who are, you know, whatever you want to call them, MAGA or revivalist or what have you.
Yeah, yeah,
with
you
51,
don't want 51,
you don't.
52. Because you get, listen, one thing I will give McConnell 100% credit for, the turtle knows how to get judicial nominees through the process. Right?
Yeah.
We saw that. And he even had Romney and Murkowski and Collins and these wavering, you know, GOPE types. And he somehow kept them all together to get just enough to barely get them over the finish line. And now look at our Supreme Court. So you've got to give him credit for that. I assume we're going to have some retirements in the next four or five. I mean, you know, Thomas is not young. And you want to replace a Thomas with another Thomas, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to get Thomas to stick it out to January of 25. And then, you know, at that point, you can, you know, I think you can make a great replacement. But, I, you know, he's got to stick it out, right? I mean,
yeah.
You want to keep the court exactly how it is, because it's really the thing holding together the country, you know, so that it doesn't turn over into something that we really don't recognize. I mean, this past Supreme Court term,
yeah.
I mean, you know, if you want to look at sort of what a revivalist America could look like, you know, those big decisions that came down at the end.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back with Scott McKay, The Revivalist Manifesto, How Patriots Can Win the Next American Era. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back to Messina Show. Dan Sussman here in the chair. You can give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. The phone lines will be open in the third and final hour coming up here after the top of the hour. But first, I'm delighted to continue this discussion, a fascinating discussion, with the publisher of the Hayride.com and columnist of the American Spectator and author of his new book, masterful book, The Revivalist Manifesto, Scott McKay. Scott, thanks for joining us tonight. We, right before the break, you were talking about this push that this current Supreme Court, we just saw in this last term some monumental decisions. Obviously, Roe v. Wade, we talk about education, we could talk about all the different things, but, I mean, that's kind of the last bulwark that the conservatives in this country really do have at this stage, isn't it?
Well, it is, and some of the things that that the Supreme Court has done, I think, really open up a lot of space, you know, to, I keep talking about an American revival, I can begin at the state level, largely because of what you see coming out of the Supreme Court. I mean, you know, the coach praying on the field decision, and then there was a school choice decision that came down before that, really opens up a lot of room to do things like money follows the child in education funding. Because now religious organizations can actually, you know, compete on an even keel with government schools. And if you want to restore sort of a Judeo-Christian moral ethic to the country to fight back against this woke religion that the left is trying to impose, I mean, you know, giving people the option to choose a religious education for their kid, you know, with the same money that's now going to public schools, government schools, that's a big deal. The West Virginia versus EPA case, huge deal in terms of the administrative state not being able to just, you know, legislate by fiat using all kinds of different things without congressional approval. I mean, those are massive, massive sea change type decisions coming out of the Supreme Court, and they paved the way for an American revival in a large measure.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were surprised at just how swift the change was. Again, all due to the former President Donald Trump, who selected, you know, these Supreme Court nominees. And you got to say that, I mean, from at least that standpoint alone, put the economy, put the border, put Middle East, everything else to the side for a minute, you may be looking at the most impactful president of modern times, at least when it pertains to the future of this country because of the Supreme Court and how long these people last. But let's talk a little bit about the big one, the Roe v. Wade decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Democrats are running on now. Right? Which is incredible to me, because they should have been running on it for 40 years, and they were to a certain point. But now, you know, they, something like $30 million just in that first week alone was raised, for fundraising. And this is what they're doing. And I was talking about in the last hour that all measurements, all measurable statistics of support for the Democrat Party across all demographics are down except for one. And that is the college-educated white suburban woman. Right. And it's because of Roe v. Wade. How much of an impact do you think the Democrats are going to make out of this? They're going to try as hard as they can to scare the bejeebies out of everybody to get them to the polls. But has the horse left the barn already?
Well, the problem that they have is their position on abortion is far and away the most extreme of anything that's out there. I mean, the Democrats' official party position is abortion on demand at any time. And that is not where the public is. It's maybe 60-40 or 65-35 against a total abortion ban. But if you do, like, for example, what Mississippi had done, that was the subject of the Dobbs case, which is a 15-week limit. I mean, they're going to do that in Virginia, which is a blue state, right? The Republican legislature and the Republican governor are going to do that, and it polls better than not in Virginia. So, I mean, where I live in Louisiana, I mean, we're going to do a full-on abortion ban, and I mean, the bill that brings that to the fore was, you know, authored by a black Democrat and signed by a, you know, Democrat governor. So, I mean, we have a consensus for an abortion ban here. But in lots of states, you know, you do a 15-week thing, and you know, most of the public's behind it. So the question is, you know, how far can the Democrats go on Roe v. Wade when the practical impact of this is, you know, 15 weeks and most people think that that's okay? I mean, you know, I don't think it's this powerful thing. I think they raise a lot of money off of it.
So let's discuss that briefly here, because this is really a huge major part of our national debate and discussion. And if you're one of the three or four people that still watch broadcast news, it still comes up every day on their networks. And that is this. Listen, and I'll just share with you. You know, I consider myself, you know, against abortion at a certain point. I think that, you know, the 15 weeks, 12 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever that is, there's a Mason-Dixon line that I think we can all kind of come to a consensus on, whether it's 8, 12, 15 weeks, I don't know what it is. But the fact is that there are some people that, like you said, on the left that are talking about, you know, all the way up to the ninth month. Now, that is relatively rare, but, you know, when you start talking about 16 to 20 to 24 weeks, you listen, we've got ultrasounds, we've got 3D imaging, we know what we're looking at now. These are actual, I mean, you know, once you get to 20 weeks, babies can survive outside of the womb if they're incubated. So there is a discussion
that
to take place.
A huge point.
This is a discussion that needs to take place in this country, doesn't it? The Mason-Dixon line is what I'm referring to.
Well, and you know, that last point you made, I think, is the seminal thing that ultimately, I think, probably paves the way to a resolution of the issue on abortion, which is, you know, medical science. I thought it might be, you might be right at 20 weeks. I thought at 22 weeks, medical science can incubate a fetus outside the womb and, you know, have it be perfectly healthy from that point. Okay.
Right.
If you ratchet that down with, you know, increased technology and so forth to 15 weeks, you get basically the same user experience giving that kid up for adoption after, you know, it's been incubated as to have an abortion. And by then, why would you have an abortion? And look, there are 10 times as many people out there trying to adopt a newborn baby as there are newborn babies to adopt, right?
This is what the Democrats are going to be running on, because they can't run on any other major issue. They're failing in the economy. They're failing at the border. They're failing in international geopolitics. They're failing on energy. Every measurable aspect of what they ran on, what is actually happening, has failed. So they are going to scare the bejeebies out of everybody with this. The question is it going to actually work for them? Finish up, talk a little bit about the book, where people can find the Revivalist Manifesto, and really, you know, what you believe, you know, this is going to entail for the future in our country here.
Right. Well, you know, this is the thing. The previous political eras in American history have ended courtesy of transformationally awful presidencies. James Buchanan was one, and Herbert Hoover was another, and Joe Biden, I think, fits in that category. So this book is absolutely prescient, if I don't mind saying myself. Find it on Amazon. Just search the Revivalist Manifesto, or you can search my name, Scott McKay. We've launched a website that supports the book and kind of is a daily extension of it. It's reviver.com, R-V-I-V-R.com. It's a news aggregator site. It does news and video. We've got our own content as well. So we're talking about revivalism daily over there. The book is a sort of a trip through history. It's sort of a reframing of things that, you know, folks already know in a new way. And then it talks about what the possibilities are. And you know, like you said, it's an optimistic look at a really, you know, rough time in American history we're about to go through. But I would absolutely caution people against thinking that America's done. We're not done. We've been through stuff like this, worse stuff than this, before, and come through it, you know, different but better. And I think we're going to do it this time too. And the book is a playbook for how to make that happen.
Scott, this is the kind of messaging that we really need right now. I know so many people that are depressed and down in the dumps. And, you know, it isn't just because of this particular president. It just seems to be this, obviously, coming out of the pandemic and now in a recession and everything else that's been swirling around us. We need some optimism. We need a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm a believer, like you are, that the pendulum does swing back and forth. People in this country are not willing to give up their inalienable constitutional rights. And I think they're going to be making their presence known at the voting booth. So everybody, go check out the book. Scott McKay, thank you so much. Check it out on Amazon, The Revivalist Manifesto. Folks, I'll be back here in the final, third and final hour, coming up here after the break. Don't go away. Cheers.
LS number 60134.